Blog Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, Radio. I know y'all remember this one.
Hell yeah.
Hot Talk Radio getting it in, baby.
We doing this one for all the ladies.
2013.
H-Town Boys. Kicking it with my boy Luke. For the night.
Yeah, I know you remember this one. What you wanted to do, cuz? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What's up, world? What's up, ATL? It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your motherfucking speaker. And I know damn well you didn't think we was going to change that shit up for 2013. What's up,
Let's
world?
Go.
What's up, ATL? It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your motherfucking speaker, a.k.a. DJ Hell No. Hell no, I don't know what I'm doing. But I bet you I'm making this shit work. DJ Trapper John. Swerve G. Pimpin' Sweet. Big Baby.
Get that old
your girl, Lady Libra, hell. We going in, y'all. Lego. Hot Talk Radio. Today, tomorrow, for motherfucking ever. You gon' respect this motherfucking precious
pussy.
Babe
on the beat.
It's Hot Talk Radio. It's Hot Talk Radio. It's Hot Talk Radio. It's Hot Talk Radio.
Radio.
We coming through your speakers and we live from the ATL. Hot Talk Radio.
Radio.
It's Hot Talk Radio.
That's all.
It's Hot Talk Radio.
Radio.
It's Hot Talk Radio. Live from the ATL.
It's Lady Libra, y'all.
It's Lady Libra, y'all.
It's Trapper, Trapper, Trapper John.
Trapper John.
Trapper John.
Pippin, 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 Sweet.
Pippin, Sweet.
Swerve, Swerve, Swerve. G, G, Swerve, Swerve, Swerve. G, yo boy, Big Baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Hot Talk Radio.
It's Hot Talk Radio.
Radio.
It's Hot Talk Radio.
Radio.
Let's go.
You light my fire.
Hot
ATL. It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your motherfucking speaker. You know, when you have such talent that works with you, from Big Baby to Dub B to Trapper John, I'm talking about these engineers and producers make this shit sound so damn good. I mean, I may be, you know, tired from long meetings, running errands, making shit happen, flying from state to state. But when I come on Hot Talk Radio and hear those intros, all of a sudden I just get a rush. You know what I'm saying? I get power that just runs through my body. I get a jolt. You know what I'm saying? It just brings me back to life. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what that's what's for me. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to open the show up tonight. We got King Jado in the building. You know what I'm saying? King.
Yo. What's happening, my dear?
You know what I'm saying? We just so happened to have another super nigga that checked in. You know, because usually, you know, we got some strange super niggas on Hot Talk Radio. They show up whenever the hell they feel like it. They have no structure. But you allow this shit because you stood up and co-signed their behavior.
Well, you have to understand that, you know, we can't tell another king what he can do, you know what I'm saying? You can only ask him, you know, to show his support, you know, and show up along with Pastor Blunt and Deacon Dimebag, you understand? So,
Now, bitch, you in the building.
Who?
That's his other name. Big Baby.
There we go.
Oh, you big baby tonight. You know what? That's not for me tonight. That's not for me tonight. There you go. That's not. I can't believe you're sitting up laughing at this bullshit. Oh, I'm so glad I could entertain your ass tonight.
You do it well. I must thank you. You know, when you and I get together, it's a beautiful thing. You know what I'm saying? We come here to educate the people, educate the world, and let them know about that basic ass shit they doing ain't cool no more.
Okay, I just want to open up with telling people this is one of Jado's topics. For y'all that don't know him, he is he carries on a little bit as myself on Facebook. You know, we have no respect for anyone's feelings, anyone's, you know, beliefs. You know what I'm saying? We just say what the hell, you know, we feeling. And, you know, if you just so happen to be there when it comes to the news feed, then bless you. Because, I mean, it's going to either bless you or clean you. Either way, you know what I'm saying? Don't take what we be doing in the wrong direction. We here to save the world. One show at a time. So, on that note, I just want to say something that, you know, because we're going to open up the show tonight with That's Not For Me Thursday. Because everything ain't for everybody. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you can't get mad at somebody because that's just not for them. Hot Talk Radio is not for everybody. And when I run across those that don't seem to think that Hot Talk Radio is for them, all I can tell them is, you gonna respect this precious pussy. You gonna respect this pussy. I mean, Hot Talk Radio ain't gotta be for you, but you gonna respect me. Bottom line.
Hey, there it is.
We got Pimpin' Sweet on deck. Cuz, second cuz.
Yeah, call me a laugh from the cut, man. What's happening?
Yeah, cuz. We're going to open up with the topic because we already got a caller waiting to speak with us. And I'm, you know, hoping that, you know, they want to tell us what's just not for them because y'all have been going off about what wasn't for him all week, and he has upset the ladies on Facebook. I tell y'all every day what's not for me. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to give everybody an opportunity. You know, we're going to talk. We're going to kick back. We're going to pour us a cup of shrimp juice. You know, it's going to get real. And, you know, I'm sure that Big Baby and Jado going to be rolling and passing along with Pimpin' Sweet. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be real alley. But we're going to learn something at the same damn time.
And pulling up, too. Just don't say we're going to be passing it. We're going to be pulling up while we pass.
I said a cup of pimp juice. I mean,
okay,
I mean.
Okay. I just, you know, got to make for sure.
Should I have said king juice? I mean, I'm just saying. Should
hey, watch them all around the king now.
Should I have said a group of super niggas juice? I mean, I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I mean, you can pretty much come up with your own way of doing it, but the basic is a group of super niggas that just so happen to be kings.
Jews.
Right.
Okay. Here we go. It's Therapy Thursday again on Hot Talk Radio. And tonight is That's Not For Me Thursday. We're not here to tell you, you know what I'm saying, that you got to do certain things or you wrong for the way you may feel because everything is not for everybody. Have you ever been to a party and everyone just all of a sudden got naked except you and you look around, you know what I'm saying? And
out of place.
You have been one of those that say, this kind of party is not for me. You know what I'm saying? Then you got those that might have said, this is the kind of shit I like.
You gotta get naked. Well, shit, let's get naked. I mean, you know, let's join everybody.
Excuse me. Put your dick up. So,
I'm just saying.
have you ever dated someone? You know, when you started dating with them, you know, they seemed like they were just on point. Everything was cool. And all of a sudden, every time you turn around, every day, they got them a filth on the weekdays. And they never sober, you know, after the relationship done got good and going. And you like, hold up, this ain't the person for me, you know what I'm saying? Because I only drink on the weekends. Now, you know, if you're only a weekend drinker, and this person is consuming alcohol 7 days a week by the fifth, and the pint and the quarts and shit, you may be like, hold up, you know. We can go on and on with the different scenarios, or you can tune in as we discuss it tonight on Hot Talk Radio. Call in and tell us what's not for you. So, since we already got a caller, because, you know, we always on here, you know, we're going to voice our opinion and add to the conversation to give these people what they need. But let's go ahead and open up the mic to our guest caller that has already been on the switchboard and see what's not for them today. What's going on, 44380? Who is this?
It's that boy, X-Man, Mr. Consistency. Southside Plug, baby. Mr. Hustler Holly, what's going on? What's happening, Lady Libra? We in the building, baby.
Oh, what's going on with you, Hustleholic in the building?
Hey, look, we got new words for 2013. We are on the building, baby. What's the best part about it? You just own the building when you go in that thing. You feel me?
Oh, I like that. That's for me. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look, I was just listening to y'all, man. It was talking about what's not for me. Non-believers are not for me. I don't hang around non-believers. I hang around folks that believe in shit. You feel me?
Yeah,
what I'm talking about. And Lady Libra, baby, Hot Talk Radio, that's what I'm talking about.
Hey,
look, you know, we stay turned up on the south side, baby.
Most definitely. Where y'all at tonight?
Next man, you know, I'm going to have to make a disappearance down to the Crow's Nest real quick. You know what I mean?
Then
I'm going to go crack this mic
up
at Space Atlanta.
Well, you go down there, you know what I'm saying, represent from them, because, you know, when you run into several businesses, everybody can't be in one position at the same time. So we all over everywhere. We down in Macon. We in the cut. I know one of us don't like me to tell where they at. But do know.
What's happening?
Hey, you know, it goes down.
We don't turn up the city tonight, no, any kind of way. You know, we just hustling. We stay around this thing outside of 285 and inside of 285. Y'all get with us, man. Get with that boy, Travatron, Lady Libra, X-Man, Hustleholic. We go ham, man. Ryan Tire Rap Gang, baby. Bang, bang, bang. We in the building. Let's get it.
Let's get it. That's what's up, y'all. That's what's up. So, now, John Doe.
Cub, second cub.
Yeah, big baby.
Yeah.
Which one of y'all, I mean, because John, I want to say you pissed a lot of women off on Facebook the other day. And I want to address the pimp
and my gangster boo, my gangster Big Baby, because he's the gangster on here. That's who holds my AK-47 when I don't feel like carrying it. I want to address them with what he you said on Facebook that had all these women upset. Now, I'm used to upsetting the women. That's what I do. You know what I'm saying? But John was on Facebook snapping on them so hard that I had to go ahead and just build a topic so that, you know what I'm saying, I could give them a chance to defend themselves because it was like page after page after page. The women were coming in, and they were just, they was upset with him. So this is what he said, because he basically told them that, you know what I'm saying, hey, y'all can come on, you know what I'm saying, you want some of this dick, I got it for you, I'm going to fuck you with a rubber, but I'm telling you now, if you got all this extra baggage, you got 4 children with 5 baby daddies, and all this extra shit going on, you ain't the woman for me, because what I need and what I want, you're not going to be able to grant that because you got so much going on in your household that you can't tend to the king the way he needs to be tended to.
Amen. You better talk to him, boy. You better talk to him.
Oh, that's what you're talking
about. Well, I'm about to crank that organ up on these hoes, boy.
Hey, man.
Hey.
Are you playing?
Hey.
Oh, that. Damn, he had that man calling.
Wait a minute.
Cuz,
I know you got something to say. I know you just sitting back smoking and don't know how to. Huh?
All right, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to let y'all folks keep doing y'all thing, man. All I'm going to say, man, is, you know what's for you, man? You stick to what's for you. You know what I'm saying? You can't do what other people do, man. You don't have to do what you can do, man. You can't control what other people do. You only can do what you can do, so. With that being said, man, life from the cut, man. Y'all niggas just got there. Keep it moving, keep it pimping, and keep it funky. That's all I can say right now. Yeah.
Because do you discriminate against the women? I mean, because I had a special situation. He said if you got 5 children with 5 different baby daddies, you're not the one for me. That's not for me. So I was like, well, okay, I adopted my children. They got 5 different daddies. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because when I first adopted my children, one of my dear close old lady friends told me, she said, you're not going to get a man until them children are grown and gone. And I was like, what? She was like, you got too many. It's too much going on. And I was like, but they're not, you know, I didn't have them biologically. I can have biological children, but right now I want to, you know, give back to the community. I want to help some children that don't have a home. But she was like, well, okay, you keep right on helping and you do that. That's for you, then you do that. But don't expect it to be for the next man. So what you're saying is, John, I don't stand a chance with you because I got 5 children I done adopted.
Damn right.
You shut the hell up.
You heard that shit?
All I'm saying, just put them all over their way, man. You know what I'm saying? That blends right out there with our campaign over here, right? You know what I'm saying? We're fucking baby mama campaign over here, man. You know what I'm saying? So they can just send them on over here to the pussy parlor, you know what I mean? But all I got to say, man, you know what I'm saying? All y'all hoes who have odors out there, man, you know what I'm saying? You take off your pants and your panties and shit and that smell of odor, y'all not for me. You know what I'm saying? It's all good.
I'm just trying to figure out where it came from.
Hey, he said it's not for him. That's where it came from.
I was asking him on why does I have to be excluded from having an opportunity at a thoroughbred king because I adopted 5 children? I mean, you know, bottom line, you know,
I'm going to tell you like this right here, just what you said. You made the choice beforehand without that man. So with that being said, you made that choice, not him. You know what I'm saying? And see, that's the most thing that people don't understand, that it has to be a compromise. It has to be a give and take. And the thing about it is when a guy has standards or when a female has standards, it ain't even just a guy, or when a female has standards, a nice-looking female, she got it going on, whatever, she got standards, she shouldn't have to put up with no bullshit. Why should she? So that's why I feel the same way. Why should I have to put up with that? I mean, that's a responsibility that I don't need. You know what I'm saying?
So,
I so chose to go in and go and take that responsibility, that's one thing. But I'm saying right now, no, that's not for me. That's not for me.
I'm going to be your baby mama. Bottom line.
I don't believe in baby mama.
Now, Ja,
uh-huh.
You say you don't believe in the baby mama.
At all.
And why is that not for you? I mean, what do you consider a mother of a child?
I mean, that's just the mother of a child. Because first of all, my son ain't no baby no more. That's
okay.
First of all. Second of all, I mean, that baby mama, I mean, no, that ain't, no. I ain't no baby daddy, and she ain't no baby mama. And we ain't get her. That's just how I feel. That ain't for me. Now, it might be for some people, but it ain't for me. I only have one child, so, I mean, I don't say, well, that's my baby mama, or that's my baby mama, because some people, that they have to, you know, those terms had to come in because You know, they had to distinguish between who that guy is. You know, if that's just a dude staying with me, oh, no, that's my baby daddy. You know what I'm saying? That's where that came from, because that wasn't private. I'm going to give you a history on the term, the reason why I don't like it and the reason why it ain't for me. First of all, I ain't never lived in the project. Not knocking nobody that did. Not knocking it or anything like that, but I'm just going to say hood, ghetto, struggling or whatever. I was down there in the gut. I'm still in the gut. Now, don't get that fucked up. But all that, them separate kids and all that shit, I don't know nothing about that.
Yeah.
I don't know nothing about that. So with that being said, what it is, you had to distinguish between what dude was staying with her and what dude was paying the bills and what dude was the father of her children.
Oh. Oh, that's where that came from. That's not for me then. That's not for me.
Because she had a nigga staying with her, she had a nigga paying her bills, and she had a nigga who gave her them kids.
Oh, that's not me.
When she's talking to her friend, no, you know, that ain't him, but that's my baby daddy, or that's my baby daddy, or that's my baby daddy. You know what I'm saying? And see, why don't you just say that's your husband? And that'll solve, you won't even have to solve or ask who the father of your children are. Because if you ever thought about, like I say, if a female were to tell one of her friends that she's pregnant, if she ain't married, the first thing her friend going to say, who it by?
Well, hold up.
Think about that.
Not necessarily.
Hell no, well, your friend know who you fucking, they already know.
Yeah.
So if you only fucking one nigga, she say, oh, that's so-and-so, baby.
Exactly.
But if she say...
Right, he telling you, your friend know you, and she know how you're getting down, so she going to ask you, oh, who baby that? But if you married, because that, first of all, you know what I'm saying, with society, you know what I mean, because I'm a statistic, and myself had a child out of wedlock or whatever, but you know what I'm saying, just how it is, you know what I mean? And so the whole part about it is like, you know, okay, if you're not married, why are you having children? You know what I'm saying? Even myself, I look at myself like, why did I go do that? You know what I'm saying? And the whole point was I was just being stupid, just not thinking, you know what I'm saying, wasn't protecting myself nor the young lady, you know what I'm saying, because we weren't married, you know what I'm saying, so why should we be having unprotected sex? I'm not knocking anybody that does that, because once you do, you have to take on those responsibilities. And the reason why that stuff is not for me, because I can't afford a whole lot of kids. That's why it's not for me. Because not only do I want to plan a future for my son, but I also want some goals that I got to accomplish, that I want to accomplish. I mean, you know, and that's not being selfish. That's just knowing that I can't afford to have any more children.
You know, I'm going to fuck you up, right? What about those women that feel like a marriage or a relationship is just not for them, and they go get artificially inseminated, or is such as myself go and adopt? Damn, what?
That's on them.
Huh?
That's on them. That's really on them. I mean, that's their choice, but that's still them being selfish, saying that, okay, I want to be the mother of a child, but you're not thinking about who's going to be the father, because a child should have both parents.
Period.
That's just a child needs both parents, you know what I'm saying? And what these deadbeat-ass fathers don't understand is the fact that your child, they don't need your approval. They need your love and understanding. That's what a father's supposed to give their children, that stability, that rock. Because, see, the thing about it, females, I'm not knocking y'all, but y'all are some emotional creatures. You're unstable. So that
ain't shit about being emotional, motherfucker. And let me tell you something.
Just like right now, you're mouthing off. No discipline. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
But I was talking. But see, you rudely interrupted me. But before I made this valid point, the reason why a child needs both parents, because the father is that stability to give them that stable stability that they need in their lives so they can actually go to school, focus, and have that structure. The mother, she gives that nurturing, caring, you know what I'm saying? Because you got to understand that when a child gets out of line, the father is supposed to also be the disciplinarian. And once he's the disciplinarian, the mother, yeah, she is that one that's you know, a little upset, but she's the one supposed to be like, okay, it's going to be all right, and help him understand, like, do you know why your father beat your ass? Or do you know why I'm about to fuck you up? That's the kind of shit that, because you need both parents, because one child, that's two on two, because you got to understand, these children are smart, because they got both of y'all in them. So you got to understand, with that's already a toxic blend. Now, when you get two people that love each other and they created this baby, they forget how much passion it took for them to make that one child. So they put all their energy into that child. Now, how do they think that that child not going to come out a little intelligent or a little something of both of them? You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, that's why you need both parents with the discipline. And if both parents have to be on the same page, because these little kids are so smart that they be trying to play parents against each other. And see, that kind of shit right there, that's the kind of shit that ain't for me. I can't have no 2-3 baby mama, because that means I got to go deal with this woman. I got to go deal with this woman. I got to go deal with this child over here's issue. I got to deal with this child over here issue. This child over here acting bad. This child over here cutting up in class. That's too much. That ain't for me. This not for me.
What perfect
sorry.
World you live in? Because there's different
I'm
circumstances
sorry.
And different situations going on.
Hey,
first
and you're
all,
right. And you're right. You're right.
I gave you a chance to speak. I'm not a woman that every nigga that walked past me can intrigue me. It takes a lot to hold my attention. I have an attention span worse than any 2-month-old. You see what I'm saying? So first off, I'm not going to get off into my real age because that's not even a factor here. But I will
but
say
the
this.
Of, but
I'm
the
not
fact
the only of, I'm motherfucking
the fact,
talking. I'm
I know,
not
but
the only woman in the world who has not ran up on somebody they felt like breeding with. So therefore, you mean to tell me if it doesn't happen within a certain amount of time, you don't feel like I could, that you saying that I can't go and adopt the child as a single parent because it needs that father figure. Well, okay. that's
you just said all of them things. You just said all them things that were wrong with you. So why would you go and put that off on a child?
I didn't say it was wrong. It was wrong. That's just not for me. That didn't make it wrong. There's nothing wrong with me because I'm selective about who holds my attention.
No. That's not what I said. I said all. I'm not talking even about the guy. Not the guy. I'm talking about with you.
I didn't say anything was wrong with me.
Uh-huh.
I basically said that I wasn't nobody at 10 and 15 and 20 and 25 that found a nigga that I wanted to have a baby with. So it's probably going to happen in my later years. But even though if it doesn't happen then, I still don't feel like I don't want to deprive myself of motherhood. So therefore, I adopted. I decided to do something else with my time. You know what I'm saying? Those particular children that I adopted was not going to find a double parent household. So I would prefer that they have at least somebody who wanted to take them on and raise them and give them a fair life, as opposed to them having to raise in a group home, raised by a team of motherfuckers.
Right. You're right. You're right. Now, what did that social worker tell you right before you did that?
She said, "You are a very brave super bitch, and I really commend you."
And what else did she tell you?
I'm here for you anytime you need me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. We're going to have to go back and listen to the show once again because I really remember you saying that the social worker even warned you about trying to get with a guy beforehand.
That wasn't a social worker. That was an ex-mother-in-law. I used to date her son, and you know what I'm saying? She basically.
But how did that work out for you? How did that work out for you? The whole dating thing?
What, me and the guy?
No, not you and him. You and everybody else.
She was right, but that's Zach's point.
Exactly. That's all I wanted to hear. That's all I wanted to hear. Now, moving right along, that's not for me. That's not for me. You be trying to take me out there in left field, but see, you got to understand, I'm not stupid. I used to sit down and read books. So,
good.
I mean,
read some more.
You know, I'm not slow about your trying to use different verbiage and twisting your words around, because at the end of the day, that's not for me. Now, you
said
that.
I did eventually meet a guy that was willing to take this shit on with me. Now, the only problem with the situation
is that
he and I didn't decide to become a 100% couple, but we both he played that father role, and I played the role, but he and I just didn't consummate the relationship. If that makes sense.
Right.
So it's somebody out there that will step up to the plate. Shout out to Sherrod Buckley, Mr. Ben Hill. I fucks with him a lot. Now,
it don't make, that didn't make sense, but okay, because it always sounds like
he ain't got to make sense. It was that was for us, you know what
right?
Saying? He and
exactly.
I didn't make the perfect couple in heaven, but we
but
did.
That's the topic
we
of the show.
When it
that's
came to those children,
show. That's the topic of the show. So you are not going to try to coerce me into thinking that shit is for me, because it's not.
I didn't try to say it was for you. I'm just trying to make you realize. But you can't say that you can't just try to play the perfect world on here.
I can't say that because it's me. How you trying to make my mind up for me?
That's my job.
What the hell ever? Shit.
Everyone
that ain't for, no.
that you blessed out on your page is listening right now, and they want me to
okay.
Your ass up.
Oh, I'm not. So I'm supposed to change my mind, right?
No, I wasn't going to change your mind. I was just going to want you to understand that it's not...
I do understand.
Okay.
And there's plenty of good men out there that will gladly take on that responsibility. And honestly, a lot of those men, you know what I'm saying, they will gladly take that role on, because it is some good guys out there that can't have children, and they would want to play that fatherly role just as well as you do. Just like that. And there's plenty out there. I know that.
They did
but
not
right now. You're just not talking to one of them.
But, okay, the children are grown now. Do I get
okay.
an opportunity? Can I get a chance now?
I don't know about now.
Oh, you... Why? He ain't in my life no more. He just my baby daddy.
That's what I'm saying, man. That's
your
baby daddy.
That's just my baby daddy.
Call it the same thing.
my world. We going in tonight. We got King Jado in the building. We got Pimpin' Sweet on deck. We got Big Baby in this bitch. I'm talking about it's going down tonight. And it's going down at the Crow's Nest. So for all of y'all independent artists that want to get your music played, go down to the Crow's Nest, Old National, walk in. Tell them that Lady Libra Hale from High Talk Radio told you to come down here and then ask them to point you to DJ Trapper John and tell him that I said, play your motherfucking shit, okay? And it's going to be played. It's just that simple. But I just want to say, Jado, you know what I'm saying? He said his shit. He said it wasn't well for him. But, you know, I had a debate for him because I'm always going in on my own ladies because I'm trying to get them to stop doing. I've been sitting back watching y'all do shit since I was a little girl. You know what I'm saying? Women, y'all are off the motherfucking chains from Eve on down. Now, I'm just not wild like y'all. You know, I'm a special specimen, and I know this. So on the flip side of that, you know what I'm saying, I just want to say I'm with Jadoka. I don't want no nigga with no children. I'm sorry.
Shit.
I don't want no nigga with no chair. Did you hear that song?
And how stressed that dude sounded? Man, who that is? They're knocking at the door and carrying on. Man, who that is? Because honestly, because the way I look at it, I mean, if that man has a child with you, I feel that man has the right to see his child. And no other man should be blocking him from doing that. So who
it
am I?
It ain't about seeing the child at no 10 o'clock at night. He don't need to be popping up at that girl house like that.
Hey, when she's folded straight, but that's what I'm saying. That's too much stress going on. Then you're
okay.
Going to have, man, that's too much going on.
Okay, so hold up one second. Hold up one second.
Who's doing what? Who's doing what with who? That's what we came to tell you today. We want to bring up one of the realest, the hardest trapping trapper that I ever seen trapping in Trap United States, Trap Georgia. You know what I'm saying? Trapper John, come on, man. Let these people know what's going on in entertainment tonight, man. What's going on in the news today, man? Just get going and bring the people what they need to hear, cuz, so they can be on top of their game. Trapper John, let's do it.
Talk radio.
I'm from on them intros. That's for me. That nigga Big Baby, a beast on them. Oh, excuse me. I ain't mean to start praising him. Let me open up Trapper John mic.
Yeah, that's a beach right there, man. Y'all check that intro, man. I got the news for you, what's happening, man, right now. Call motherfucking Crow's Nest, man. Old National is going down. All my independent artists, man, come out, man. Get your shit spit, man. I'm going to play your shit, man. Get in front of some real-ass niggas, man. Let's go. It's going down right here, man. On that L, man. This is the place to be. Did Trump John said. So, hey, yo, y'all already know what's for me. It's for me. So, hey, yo, bring the bitches on. Unload them out the van. Tell them it's going down, man. Right here, man. Hey, yo. Blog Talk Radio is the hottest shit, man. Hot Talk Radio, y'all already know what to do, man. Let's go. We in the building, man. Fuck with your boy. Hey, I missed a little bit of the shit, but whatever the group of super niggas said, they just so happen to be kings. I'm got them co-signing.
You
fuck
shut
it.
The hell up. You just calling me with this wretched shit, and I'm checking all y'all niggas tonight.
She don't know what
fuck. Damn thing, man.
You can't check no king.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, a queen.
Not a group of them.
Just a cackling hen sitting on the goddamn perch, just cackling her ass off. That's
you
all she's doing.
Big watermelon seed.
Yeah, right. Let these roosters get the rooster in and the cock, you dig?
That's it.
Hey, Chopper John. Tonight is That's Not For Me Thursday. Tell us something that's not for you.
These niggas talking about they popping models and they sweating. Ooh, that's not for me. Let's go. That's not for me. Keep that shit to yourself. And that's like a nigga making a song about smoking crack. Like, shit, I'm smoking crack and I'm sweating. Woo! Nah, nigga, I ain't making no song like that. Hey, that's not for me. Y'all can have that shit. Fuck it. That's what's not for me, man. Oh, hey, kill that shit. That, I don't know, you know how nigga make a song and advocate that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Come on, man. I can understand smoking blunt and all this kind of shit, but don't advocate how these little niggas right here got them doing shit. They ain't got no business. And now these hoes off the chain. They don't know how to act and shit, man. I'm just telling you, man. That shit is not for me. Fuck
you
it.
Got to gather your herd up, man. If them bitches off the chain, that means you supposed to get your herd back together, baby.
Hey, they done popped them out and start sweating. I can't catch them hoes. They slippery. Shit. No whole
I think I feel my body. I think I feel my body. I think I feel my body. Like I did my body. I think I feel my
body. Oh. So basically what you're saying is, he said, I think I feel my crack. I think I feel my crack.
Hey, that damn near shit. Fuck that shit. I mean, hey, I'll shout out to all my real ass niggas. You know what I'm saying? That role. You know, say you grow that man, bump a little, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Might even got them, you know, little song, but goddamn, man. All that extra shit, that milk and speed and all that extra crazy crap and shit, man. Y'all need to check yourself on that shit, man. If the shit didn't come from the ground, don't fuck with it. If the shit didn't come from the earth, don't fuck with it. That's my philosophy. That goes out there to the universe. If it ain't come from the earth, don't fuck with it. If some motherfuckers done put their hands on it and made the shit, anything man made, is that shit that kill your ass. That's just a word from the wise. Take it how you want to take it, niggas. Fake niggas. Hey, y'all know what to do. Keep advocating that bullshit. That's it.
Big baby, what you got to say?
Hell yeah. Shit, I'm with.
Hey,
if it don't fall from the grind, don't fuck
with. That's it. Shit, these niggas going crazy. They
raping their damn self.
Hey, that's straight race, man.
I just got a message on Facebook, Trapper John.
First of all, I didn't want to know something. Who the fuck gonna sign a nigga just talking about they smoking crack? Who the fuck gonna want a nigga to do a show? Who gonna do a contract with a nigga saying, I smoke crack?
I think I feel my crack. I think I feel my crack.
That's gonna be the most unreliable ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? You know where to find that nigga because he in the motherfucking trap house. Goddamn, you know what I'm saying? In the basement of that motherfucker got them geeked out of man. You know what I'm saying? For real though? Come on, man. That nigga ain't gonna show up to no show because he's gonna be got no 2 minutes getting geek. Ooh, sweating and shit. Let's go, man. We gotta get them clean this goddamn game up, man. Come on.
So you saying?
I'm just saying.
So what you saying is that basically.
yeah, that's what he's saying
that if you want to pursue a music career, then you need to be, you know, conscious of what you advocate. Because what you advocate represents who you are. You don't hear me rapping about I'm sniffing up all the cloud in the world. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Just a little bit. Not all the cloud in the world. Just a little bump where his name is. Not all of it. God damn. Y'all nigga have self-control.
Well, I want to say, Big Baby, what is it that's not for you before I go back to playing with us? It's not for me. Because I need to somebody's background get it together.
I'm in the club.
Because I am one of the most wanted bitch, super bitches in the world. Super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable. And it's women, women too. All kind of women and men that be coming at me. So I need to let them know what's not for me so they'll know not to even approach me with this bullshit. And another thing, a gentleman just messaged me on Facebook and asked me did I break up with him. And I'm going to plead the fifth on that. I don't break up with men. I don't break up.
You don't break up? What the fuck you do?
I'm just saying. I mean, I don't tell nobody it's over. That's not what I do. That's not.
You just keep hanging around. Huh?
Oh,
hey, yo, check this out. I love Hot Talk Radio, man. Y'all come out here to Old Nation, man. Crow's Nest, man. I gotta go to work, man. I fuck with y'all, love y'all, man. Peace out. Shout out to that boy Henny White, man. Let's go, man. Turn up. Let's get it.
Let's get it. Well, Big Baby, I wanna know what is it that's not for you. I mean, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna go, we just gonna keep on because these women need to know this when they approaching you as well. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, this is what's not for me. You know how you buy a woman a drink in the club, she go back to her home, girl. Yeah, girl, he buy me drinks all night. Got me fucked up in the club. No, bitch, I bought you one motherfucking drink. What you mean?
So, what you saying is you don't like flexing and putting on exaggerative bras are not for you.
I'll tell you.
Oh, okay. So, ladies, when you approach Big Baby from High Talk Radio, if you exaggerate and you're a bit, you know, hallucinative, you're not for him. So don't even waste your time or waste his time. Or in Ja Doe's case, I will fuck you with a condom, but it ain't going nowhere else.
I'm
so
trying
y'all be
to
thinking,
see. I'm trying to. Well, you better. Well, we can close the show on that shit right now, boy. We can close the show on that shit, cause I'm just saying I feel exactly the same fucking way. I will fuck you with a condom on, but bitch, you got to go. No breakfast, none of that shit. No.
So when you come into the situation, you know what I'm saying? Know what you're getting yourself into, so that way you won't, the next couple of days, you won't be scratching on his car, writing your name. And Big Baby, he's a beast, and he ain't shit. Spray painted everywhere. You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you something. You damaged in on my shit. I'm calling the police. Your ass going to jail. Your ass going to jail playing with me. Don't put your hands on me. Don't put your hands on none of my shit. Your ass going to jail. Do it. Do it. See what the fuck happens. Bitch, I got called 911 so fast. Mother, I don't even fuck. I hate the police. I don't fuck with the police. But, bitch, you damage my motherfucking property. Bitch, you going to jail.
Well, baby, that's why we trying to get this shit out now, so that way they won't have any unreal expectations, and they won't let it down. They're already... See, what y'all gentlemen need to start doing is go ahead and print up a contract before you lay them down, and have them sign that contract, and make sure they understand what they signing. That, bitch, when I finish, you are to leave, and if I call you, we'll talk. If not, don't even ring my phone no more. And that way... In the court, when the bitch do something crazy, you could say, well, I had an agreement. I didn't mislead her. I put it in writing. She knew. I told her what to expect and what not to expect. Right. And I told her what was not for me.
And it was dated and signed.
Glory. And if you get a chance, take it and have it notarized.
Okay. That's the best way to do it. Have it notarized. Have a witness. Shit.
I'm telling
you. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm getting sick and tired of these women that, you know, I'm listening to y'all side stories. I'm listening to the stories. I'm getting y'all messages. And I am a natal female. I have a pussy. A precious one. Lord, have damn mercy.
And it's silly and stupid. It's silly and stupid. You got to keep your legs crossed though, before it get away
you
from
you. Shut the hell up. But some of the stuff y'all tell me, I be wanting, you know, I'm a Libra. So I represent the scale. So I hear.
And I represent the Scorpio. I represent the Scorpio just in case they were wondering.
You almost got disconnected. So anyway, I fuck with the Scorpio. Don't get it wrong, because everybody that truly loves me is a Scorpion. Now, the only thing, the flip side of that is, if the Scorpion really love you, they will kill for you. But if they don't like you, they will kill you. So, you know.
Right. Just clear it up for them. I'm glad.
I fuck with Ja, because I'm one of the ones that he loves. But for the rest of y'all Scorpio bitches, I ain't coming y'all way. Trust me, because if Big Baby is not around with my AK-47, you know, then I'm going to have to fist fight with you. And I don't fight fair. I pull out eyes. I do all kind of shit. My job is to kill you. You know what I'm saying? So on that note, we ain't going to... That's not for me. But... I be listening to some of y'all stories, and I be, you know, and I listen from like a judge standpoint. I'm listening to your story. I'm looking at the facts, and the fact that be presented, be saying that what you thinking and wanted to be going on ain't what this gentleman was displaying to your slow ass. You know what I'm saying? Man is saying you not for me, but you saying I want you. I know you got a bitch, but you know I'm gonna hang here long enough, and if I can tear it up between you and her, you gonna come be with me.
That's what the yeah. I like how you put that.
Then you wanna call and be sitting up time, and that nigga ain't shit. He a dog. He a dick. They said in the disclaimer, I will fuck you with a condom, but don't expect nothing else. But yet it's still, he a dog. He a dog. But I'm trying to understand, if he put it in writing, I will fuck you with a condom, but there will be nothing else after that. At what point did he become a dog? He told you, bitch, you ain't for me. I give you some dick and keep it moving. Now,
but you gotta understand, I guess doggy style is considered, you know, I don't know.
That's a love position.
Exactly. You know.
That's a love position?
That's a love position. From the back, ooh, I'm in love.
Wait a minute, hold on.
Make me feel that in my chest. Make me feel that in my chest.
Now, I had a nigga tell me that I need to, that the rule of this shit is, yeah, you know what I'm saying, you fuck the bitch with a condom, and, you know, really you ain't even supposed to fuck them but so many times, because the more you fuck them, the more y'all bring on this mental shit, and not only that, you ain't even supposed to give them all the dick, you supposed to let them suck six and then give them six in the pussy. I just, you know, I be fed so much information from the fellas that y'all really done fucked me up. Really, I'm not even nobody you should want to date, because I know too much about how y'all operate. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
I make the game not even fun. You know what I'm saying? I be sitting there with you, and you holding a conversation, and, you know, I tell you, tell the bitch I said, hey. You know what I'm saying? You know, you like, how the fuck she know, nigga, your whole conversation has changed. Your tone is four obstacles lower than usual. That's how I know that you was talking to a bitch. You told her that she was reckless at the mouth. Now, you didn't say her name, but when you use the term, you reckless at the mouth, that's not something you say to a motherfucking nigga. Now, if you talking to a nigga like that, I got a motherfucking problem, because that not for me.
Are you only knew that was a woman because you heard her loud ass voice on the phone?
Nigga, no, because most of y'all turn the motherfucking volume down, so I can't motherfucking hear. So that's a damn lie.
Goddamn, what you need to do is continue to pay attention to what the fuck you were doing before my phone rang.
You need to get your phone.
I ain't my phone ring. Let me get into my motherfucking business, and you motherfucking get what the fuck you were doing.
Fuck you and your phone. How about that?
All in that, man.
Look, Ja, don't start no shit. You
want to do all that shit, but you don't want to pay the bill, but you want to talk shit.
Already.
Tell the bitch, I said, hey.
But if you haven't him pay the phone bill, then you can worry about his phone conversation.
First of all, that's not for me to be paying no motherfucking fee.
Shit, me. It is for you.
That's not for me. That's that shit I do like.
You supposed to do super things.
I do super things. I ain't got to pay your fucking phone bill, hell. A phone bill is minor, hell. You can pay the damn phone bill. I mean, you have on the week. Shit. What you mean?
Jeez.
You going to pay whatever I tell you.
Oh, really? That's not for me.
Yeah. That's all for you.
Well, there it is.
That's not, don't worry, ladies. You know these group of super niggas don't scare me.
We might not scare you, but you know. You motherfucker got to understand it. We got to understand it, motherfucker.
It's an understanding. It's an agreement.
And on the flip side of that, some of y'all fellas are ignoring the contract as well. Now, she done already told you that you don't qualify. As what you got for her, but you know, you think that, you know, because you fucking it and eating it, you can be showing up at the door. Who are the niggas call out here? Now.
And I can accept that. I can accept that.
You can accept what?
Getting up, going home.
I'm confused. What I'm saying is. the same contract. I think that everybody should enter into a paper contract. Everything should be in writing now. Because this verbal, because there's three kinds of contracts: implied, verbal, and written.
I don't do contracts. I done told you, I don't do contracts. I do agreements, because that con shit I don't do.
Okay, agreement then, motherfucker. Okay, the agreement need to be in writing. Not no verbal agreement, not no implied agreement, because sometimes what you imply ain't necessarily what you trying to verbalize to me.
Mm.
Okay? And vice a damn.
Mm-hmm. Mm. But let me ask you this.
Pass post. What?
Let me ask you this. Why do people date if they have no intentions on being together?
That's not for me.
That's all. I mean, that's really what, you know what I mean? I would like to know, too. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, that'd be a question of mine. If you have no intentions on being in a relationship, why are you dating?
I think that's the topic of a Wednesday. Why date if you ain't trying to get no relationship? Or Sunday, date some Sunday. But we are not going to go off the topic tonight.
I mean, because, I mean, the thing about it is, because I'm trying to see who that's for. I would think that dating is only for people that's trying to be in a committed relationship. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay, what's your definition of dating? Because, you know, some people, you know, got their own rendition of dating. Do I need to go look up what Wilson say and then get what you say dating mean? Because, you know,
I mean,
dating may be out of the whole
thing. But see, that's what I'm saying. I go by dating myself. That's why I'm like, hey, you can break it out for the world, because that's what I'm confused about, because, see, the people that I see, they're not going by Webster's definition. But, yeah, you can break it out for America. Go right ahead.
Okay. But while I'm searching it, because I want to, you know, I like to make sure I say the term exactly how it's put out there in plain down English. You tell them what your definition
because,
of dating is.
I mean, because first of all, hey, we got to get it right. Dating is a pretty much action verb. It's a verb. You know what I'm saying? Or a date. That's where it actually derives from. That's where it actually derives from. No.
You let me know when you're ready. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, dating is a form of courtship consisting of social activities done by two people.
Wait. I like that courtship. Now, we're going to take that. But you can finish this one, but as soon as we finish this, I want you to go look up courtship and tell them what that is, too. Because it's a form of courtship, right?
A form of courtship consisting of social activities done by two people. With the aim of assessing the other's suitability, trying to see if they for them.
Right.
As a partner in an intimate relationship or as a spouse.
Right.
While the term has several meanings, it usually refers to the act of meeting and engaging in some mutual agreed upon social activity and
say that again. That mutual, right? Agreement.
Agreed upon social activity in public together as a couple.
Right. So why in the fuck would you be out in public looking like a couple if you all have no intentions on being with somebody?
So what you're saying is dating is not for some people?
I mean, I'm not saying, if you have no intentions on being in a relationship, not even with that person, just being in a relationship, why are you dating?
What you're saying is you should skip all the hanging out in public, going to dinner, going to the bowling alley, going to the museum,
You know we don't want each other, bitch. We want to fuck. You want to fuck,
it.
I want to fuck.
That's it.
I already told you, bitch, you got too many children and baby daddy that fuck with me in a serious manner. So, goddamn, all of that dating shit, it really is just some shit you fucking with your own self. Cause I already told you. Come on, man.
I mean, it ain't no different than what I already said. Just like I said, I mean, what's the difference?
So,
Now, like I said, if they have no intentions on being in a relationship, why are you going out giving the presumption that you are a couple in a courting type odd ship relationship, dating each other?
You better talk to them. Why you better talk to them?
Basically, what they saying is only show up at 10:30, between 10:30 and 12:30 to fuck some.
I mean, you know,
you can be the cash, I'm not gonna be the rubber band. You got a boyfriend, no, I'm not your other man. Feeling getting nasty, so go on, do your dance. Really wanna smash, I ain't trying to be your man. Bitch, I wanna fuck some, ho, I wanna fuck. Bitch, I wanna fuck some, ho, I wanna fuck. Bitch, I wanna fuck some, ho, I wanna fuck. Bitch, I wanna fuck some, ho, I wanna fuck.
Let go, let go, let go.
I just hit you up on a late night. We don't go off the heat. It ain't no date night. Look, I'm a heavyweight. Look, I beat up the pussy. I'll make that thing fire. Whooping cushions. Ain't trying to be your man. Ain't trying to fall in love. Now let me keep it real, shawty. I just want to fuck. Yeah, shawty right. And yeah, shawty bad. You got a cute face with a lot of ass. You a city girl. You got a lot of class. Only time I call is when I want some man. I hit her up and said I want to do a sex day. Put the tight and wet. Head game great. You swallow everything. Know how to make me proud. You know that I'm a dog. Know how to make me growl. Now do that ass up and let's get buck wild. I'll beat that ass up until I bust out. You can be the cash, I'm not gonna be a rubber band. You got a boyfriend, no, I'm not your other man. Been a getting nasty, so go on, do your dance. Really wanna smash, I ain't trying to be your man. Bitch, I wanna fuck some, ho, I wanna fuck. Bitch, I wanna fuck some, ho, I wanna fuck. Bitch, I wanna fuck some, ho, I wanna fuck. Bitch, I wanna fuck some, ho, I wanna fuck.
Porn star six, it don't get no better. You messing up a six, it don't get no better. Like a bald head, you keep that thing safe, you keep that thing clean. You really love the baby, I just wanna fuck, don't wanna cuddle up. Deep throat it, then I'm a deep stroke, yeah. First you get the shaving, then you get the screaming. Then that pussy get the leaking, keep the dripping steaming. I'm a real nigga, know how to hit the spot. Know how to get you wet, know how to make you hot. Know how to make it clap. Head time you walk, my dick up in your mouth. Ain't no room when you can talk. She like it from the back, she like to be on top. She like it missionary, she don't want me to stop. And when we finish fucking, she don't want me to go. But I done already got what I came for.
You can be the cash, I'm not gonna be a rubber band. You got a boyfriend, no I'm not your other man. Been a getting nasty, so go on, do your dance. Really wanna smash, I ain't trying to be your man. I wanna fuck some, ho, I wanna fuck. Bitch, I wanna fuck some, ho, I wanna fuck. Bitch, I wanna fuck some, ho, I wanna fuck. Bitch, I wanna fuck some, ho, I wanna fuck.
I like to shoot it out, and watch it lick it up. I like to see you drop, and watch it pick it up. Like raw meat, your head getting tough. Never bow back, I stay wrapped up. I like to rubber up, I like to pull a hair. She tell me get now. I have a suit wet. I need a jet ski. Straight A's in school, but I'm breast deep.
You can be the cash, I'm not gonna be a rubber band. You got a boyfriend, no, I'm not your other man. Been a getting nasty, so go on, do your dance. Really wanna smash, I ain't trying to be your man. Bitch, I wanna fuck some, ho, I wanna fuck. Bitch, I wanna fuck some, ho, I wanna fuck. Bitch, I wanna fuck some, ho, I wanna fuck. I'm not gonna be a rubber band. You got a boyfriend, no, I'm not your other man. Finna get nasty, so go on, do your dance. Really wanna smash, I ain't trying to be your man. Bitch, I wanna fuck some, ho, I wanna fuck. Bitch, I wanna fuck some, ho, I wanna fuck. Bitch, I wanna fuck some, ho, I wanna fuck. Bitch, I wanna fuck some.
Hell no, all in this bitch. Hell no, I don't know what I'm doing. But I bet you I make this shit work. John, I bet you want me to email you that song because you're going to make that your anthem, ain't you?
Hell no.
You just said you want to fuck some.
No, I said, no, I was talking to DJ Hell now, and you can go ahead and shoot me that joint over if you want to, though.
You so damn stupid. You so damn stupid. Like, this nigga, he done went. That's not for me when you go to acting retarded. That's not for me.
I was talking to Hell now.
Hell no, I didn't do nothing to you.
She played that verse. She played the anthem. She, man, motherfucker stepped in the pen like, shit, we in this bitch.
Yeah, I do be on point with that music sometimes. You know, I don't really get, I really shouldn't get mad at the artists and the people for harassing me, for you know, to want to come on Hot Talk Radio and stuff. Because, I mean, when something is hot, you want to be a part of it. So, it's, you know, really it's flattery, but, you know, sometimes y'all be a bit, you know, selfish with y'all requests. You know what I'm saying? You need to, you know, treat me like the queen that I am and don't be just coming at me like I'm some average, basic-ass broad that you know from back in the day. You don't know me. But, I mean, you know, hey, ladies, I mean, you know, I had your back. You know what I'm saying? You know, but I have to be fair about this thing because if I just be biased, then, huh?
You still got their back, way back.
Yeah, I do. You know what I'm saying? But I be wanting to, you know, make them understand, you know, some of the decisions that they make, put them in the predicaments that they are in, and they can't blame nobody but themselves because, you know, me being, you know, the single foot loose fancy free player that I am, you know, I'm a hot commodity because, you know, the only badge I come with is this mouthpiece. And it's like an AK-47, you know what I'm saying? When I go to, you know, I load the motherfucker up, and when I rip, it's going to be a bunch of dead motherfuckers. And, you know, to a man of, well, he doesn't say he don't know, but y'all know I could get Jado. Come on. I can get Trapper John. I can get Big Baby. I just be sparing them because we trying to, you know, produce some shit and take over the world. You know what I'm saying? Because I need my group of super niggas that just so happen to be kings. But sometimes when you go to involving other stuff into it, you can't conduct business. That's not for us. So what we do is we handle business and we get this shit spread. Shout out to, we had a new country that checked in. Damn, I forgot. I put it on my page. We had so many new countries and cities to check in. You know what I'm saying? We on a mission. So that's why we can do the things we can't do. But don't get it twisted now. I am super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable. I can have whoever I want, when I want, and how I want them. Now. But right now, that's just not for me. We working. You know what I'm saying? So, ladies, y'all need to, you know, be able to realize a lot of y'all women that's out there, you know, that's totally working women, I'm seeing where y'all going wrong with this thing, and you're thinking with your pussy. And pussy and business and friendship are three things that just don't go in the same pot. It's like oil and vinegar. They just, that's just not for oil. That's not just not for vinegar. They just don't mix. But when you going into these business meetings, you want to do business with these prominent business men, leave your pussy in the car. That's why I leave mine.
At home,
you see it on
home.
Facebook all
at
the time.
Home.
I leave that pussy in the car.
Leave it at home.
I need to leave it at home?
Yeah, leave it at home.
But
see,
I might
if
be
on the way
home and see something else I want to wear that pussy at.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. See, you ain't going to make it home fucking around, though.
See, okay, okay.
You ain't going to fuck around and not make it back home if you don't leave that motherfucker. That's how I'm going to get stupid.
You better watch your mouth. I got a precious pussy, not a stupid pussy. It's two different things.
It's stupid.
My pussy ain't stupid.
It's stupid.
That's your dumb ass dick.
But see, my dick got a head. Hey, where your head at?
I don't use my pussy to get a head. How about that?
You got...
That's right, nigga. I don't use my pussy to get a head.
I don't use my dick to get a head either. I already got one. I'm waiting.
You keep on waiting.
I'm waiting for a rebuttal.
You already got it. You just missed it. Sorry.
Yeah.
But ladies, I need y'all ladies to stop, you know, it's two things. You don't take it to these business meetings with that because that's just not for business. You know what I'm saying? Business. You need. Do I need to look up business and explain?
Yes.
Because it's too much personal shit going on in business.
Yep.
I mean, okay, well, let me go on. I have to, you know.
They don't know how to conduct it. They don't know how to conduct it in a professional manner.
Okay, y'all know I'm digging it up. Okay. Let's see which one I like the best. Okay, let's try this one.
No. My definition is go right ahead. I'm just, you know what I'm saying? I'll let you say it.
Business, an occupation, profession, or trade. The purchase or sale of goods in an attempt to make a profit.
Mm-hmm. Profit.
A person, partnership, or corporation, that's not what I'm drinking, engaged in commerce, manufacturing, or a service. Where am I at? Profit-seeking enterprise or concern.
Mm-hmm.
Volume of trade, patronage, going on to the next one. A building or site where commercial work is carried on as a factory, store, or office, place of work.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it said the key word in that, in an attempt to make a profit.
A profit.
Now, unless the business is selling pussy, there should no sex should ever be involved.
That's not for
business.
It's not. Unless, it said,
let me break these entities down. It said a person. It didn't say a couple.
Nope.
It said a partnership. It didn't say a relationship.
Right. Partnership.
Or corporation.
Mm-hmm.
Engaged in commerce, manufacturing,
mm-hmm.
Commerce
not coming.
Oh. Profit-seeking enterprise or concern. See, leave your pussy and your heart at home.
It says enterprise, not intimacy.
Uh-oh. It didn't say intercourse. It said intercourse.
Right.
That's not for business.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you do have power couples out there. But if you're not a power couple and you know this nigga, you know, got a team of bitches, you know what I'm saying, a herd of hoes, a flock of flooses, or, such in my case, a team of super niggas, don't.
Then that ain't no power couple.
That is.
That ain't no power couple.
Y'all don't get it.
That ain't no power couple. That ain't no power couple. Because see, the thing about a power couple is they leave that bullshit at home. And when they get to work, to the office, that's office work. That's office work. It ain't no frolicking in the office because you're there to make a profit, like you said. You're there to turn a profit because, see, if you get to frolicking and pissing time off at work, then the lights get cut off at home. You're no longer really going to be a power couple because she going to be upset. Now, I can know a lot of these men out here, they don't want to hear their woman, oh, yeah. Now, in order to not do that, that man going to keep his dick in his pants and let his woman know, you're not about to influence me into fucking up this business. Because we need to turn a profit in order to keep the lights on at home. Because if we don't work hard, how are we going to play hard?
Hey.
If we don't work, we don't eat.
That's
so if we don't turn a profit, it's two different ways to interpret that profit, you know what I'm saying? Because I was looking at it as profit as far as gaining a profit in the business, or we could take it as serious, well, that's a profit, because either way it goes, that's a good thing. Both of them are excellent to have. So in a business, you're going to have a profit, and in your life, you at some point going to have to listen to a profit. And, I mean, hey, you can't get no profit if you wasting time when you're supposed to be working. That's why a lot of people, they lose their businesses because they're doing the wrong thing.
I mean,
you just said.
I seen guys with nice businesses. You know, they got they started off as a power couple. They got the wife running the register, and because now they getting the profit. Now here comes these other old loose pussy ass, super pussy ass bitches. And then because he's so basic, and now he got a little money to trick off with the hoes. Now you running out trying to fuck the customers and giving away shit for free. And then next thing you know, you out of business in 2 years. All because that's not for business. Fellas, keep your dick in your pants. Ladies, keep your pussy and your heart in the closet at home. As a matter of fact, put it in the safe if it's too loose. Because some of y'all pussies is too loose. I see you. Every time y'all see a business, man, y'all run up to him, shrugging on him, trying to let him know you want to fuck him. And he ain't trying to respect that.
Hey, I see him.
Now, the real business man is trying to do business.
I see him all the time, Charlie.
That's not for him.
Hey.
And once again, like Jado said, bitch, I'll fuck you with a condom. But that's as far as this shit goes. I can't do no business with you because you ain't even got no business sense.
Nope.
You ain't got no business savvy.
And since she doesn't have any business savvy, we can't make no sense. So that damn sure ain't going to make no dollars.
Damn sure ain't going to turn no profit. What?
Nope.
So what
the
nigga do?
Nope. Put the condom on.
And then go on to the next.
Or they do like our former president did and just get some head in the White House.
Oh, he wasn't the only one.
I ain't say he was. I said former. I didn't say current. I said former. They don't, because Michelle don't let that happen to President Barack Obama. She can't kill for that black man.
Goddamn
right. I'm like, don't get it fucked up. That's what I'm telling you. Don't get it. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Don't be like, come on, all of them. No, all of them don't. Because I got faith in my man.
You missed the whole point.
Girl,
I didn't say who was giving him head. I hope Michelle giving him some head.
That's what I'm telling you. I'm talking about for like you said that you can't do nothing with them in the workplace because they, you know what I'm saying, they're bad business. And to be honest with you, I ain't even going to tell you not a lot. When I was in the fire department out in Virginia, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to my chief out there, but he was a fire chief. He was old school. He didn't even want. It wasn't the fact that he was prejudiced against females in the fire department, but he didn't want no female firefighter because the reason why she gonna cause problems on the floor. And the first time he said, "Oh wait, fuck it, I'm gonna allow it," she came on the floor and she started fucking three different firefighters, and that caused havoc in the fire department.
That shit ain't for the fire department. That shit ain't for business.
That shit ain't for business.
Hey,
I'm just saying.
There y'all go with y'all loose pussies. Y'all need to get control over y'all pussies. You know what I'm saying? Stop letting that motherfucker dictate me. Y'all always talk about what niggas and how they think, but they be. Y'all think with y'all pussies too much. And I ain't lying.
I'm trying to tell you.
Every time y'all see a nigga that y'all think got some money, there y'all legs fly dead open.
Yep. Can't even keep them shits crossed.
I mean, goddamn. What the fuck? I mean... You know, people are starting to leave. You so mean. You act like you don't want no man. You act like you don't want no woman. No, I know what the fuck I want. I know what's for me. And business first.
And just because they don't know what's for them, they all up in your Kool-Aid trying to see what flavor you drinking on.
Exactly. Y'all wonder how I can make the power moves I make. I keep my motherfucking legs shut. You know why? You know how I could get a man that want to come in and play daddy to my adopted children? I kept my fucking legs shut. I mean, you know what I'm saying? He got his other bitches mad at him because he ain't playing daddy to their 10 children. But guess what? That's not for him. He did that because he respected what I had done and wanted to be a part of the motherfucking movement. He didn't say I'm trying to be the motherfucking stepdad of the year. He did that for that particular situation. So don't get mad, because I know you listen. Because all y'all motherfuckers listen. But he didn't sign up to be stepdaddy all the motherfucking decade. That was a separate situation. So guess what? He will fuck you with a condom. But he ain't trying to take it nowhere else. I know him. Now, that's not for him.
Got me running up and down the aisle.
And for, you know what I'm saying? Now, I personally, I tell you, know, I mean, I had to come down off the way, because after we had that conversation with our little friend the other day, and he was telling us how hard it was out there, you know, for a gentleman that had been incarcerated, you know, I had to, I still don't think that's that type of, you know, situation is for me. And I'm, you know, hey, I'm like y'all on that. Don't get mad at me, because that's just not for me. You know what I'm saying? I, you know, but my heart goes out to those. But if one more motherfucking nigga walk up to me with his motherfucking pants down around his goddamn ankles with a motherfucking belt. Bitch, if you gonna have the pants down around your ankles with a belt on, just walk around naked. Just do that for me. Don't even put your shoes on a pair of pants, because that's exactly what you did. That's not for me. I don't do men that dress, that undress, because that ain't, you ain't even dressed. That's not for me. I like well-kempt men. Now, I like professional men that have a hood swagger, that can turn it on and turn it off. Meaning when we sitting in front of these business people talking about these million-dollar checks, he ain't sitting there twisting his motherfucking hair talking about, oh, hey, babe, what they talking about? That's not for me. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. That's not for me. I'm sorry, you know, walking up to me hollering, you know, don't even know how to address a woman, because, you know, a lot of y'all can't distinguish the difference between entertainment and real life, because they have made real life entertainment now. Can I get a witness,
John Doe? Oh, man. Did you see the freaking Kevin Hart new show?
No.
Yeah, he got all these reality shows. Yeah, he poking fun at them, because all it is fucking blasphemy. Like you just said, it's entertainment, people. Entertainment. That's it. But with that being said, you know, people take it too far. But we don't speak out mind.
I like entrepreneurs, you know what I'm saying? But the those that got to hit somebody's clock, do you. I'm not saying I won't fuck with you. I'm just letting you know, if you hang out in the trap house every day. Now, I love music. I love music, all kinds. But if you hang out in the trap house every day, that's just not for me.
I fuck with you the wrong way.
Yeah, it's your boy, DJ Trevor John. Iron Jaw. Value. Four. Holla at your boy, you in these streets. Go campaign on deck.
I'm trapped out of my trap. scratch. Hey, I cut up when I show out, fucking right, I ball all night. Popping beans, smoking perp, drinking alcohol all night. Okay, get them in, get them out. Keep the trap flowing steadily. 6 o'clock on a Friday, traffic coming in heavily. From a blunt to a zip, ain't what you want, I'm selling it. Know what they good, cause soon as you walk in the door, you smelling it. Damn, what a aroma, they wondering where I get it from. One scale, some plastic bags, I'm trying to sell the whole city song. That stupid cook, that loud pack, you really need to come get the song. I'm trapped out of my trap house, I can't wait for these bitches to come. I'm a young nigga with a lot. Swag, I fell in love with this trap shit. She hold my work, don't say a word. I think I love my trap shit. Jumped off the porch as a little nigga. Shit, I've been in the trap scene. Playing with me, I'll get you put to sleep. So miss me with that rap shit. I'm trapped out of my trap house. I'm trapped out of my trap house. I'm trapped out of my trap house. I'm trapped out of my trap house.
DJ Hell Nile in this bitch. Hell Nile don't know what I'm doing. But I bet you I'm making this shit work. I fuck with that song, though. I fuck with that shit. I fuck with that. I just love to hear how I be the, you know what I'm saying, be one of the early people to get the shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm always, you know, somewhere where the hot shit jumping off at. And I get to, you know, bring it through hot talk first. And then, you know, a little bit after that, I hear, you know, playing locally. You know, by the time it gets to the local station, it be edited. You know what I'm saying? So I get to bump the original raw and uncut shit. That's for me. You know what I'm saying? That's for me. That's what I like. I like to bump that original uncut shit. Because why would I hear... Girl, I love the way you do it. I be like, it don't sound nothing like the shit I play on Hot Top Radio when I had that shit 2 years ago. You know what I'm saying? It's just, hey, you know, we do the damn thing on this motherfucker. That's for me. That's for us. But I love that shit right there. I can't wait to hear it when they play it locally, you know, how they gonna edit it. Because I was at the gas station the other day, Jive. And this dude, you know, he had a nice car, but, you know, it didn't flatter me any. You know what I'm saying? But he was bumping it so hard. And I'm like, nigga, I can look at your car and tell you don't know shit about no damn trap house with your damn tuxedo on. Because he didn't really have on a tuxedo. But, I mean, he was so professional. And his dialogue and everything let me know that he was professional. But I can take it that he was a professional nigga with a hood swag, meaning he knew how to squish that shit up. Now, when he got out of work, he had to throw that shit in. I'm trapped. I mean, it was time to get. I'm like, wait a minute. I play that shit on my motherfucking show. You don't know that my Slim Gunner? That's one of my motherfucking partners. He was like, for real? He was like, Hot Top Radio? I said, yes. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I be talking a bunch of shit, but I be motherfucking. I am history. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you do pat yourself on the back. Let's get back to the show.
Huh?
Let's get back to the show.
That's for me. That motherfucker pat myself for me. On my pussy.
That
you just mad because you ain't pat my pussy.
That ain't for me. That ain't for me. Yeah.
I had a nigga told me that the way I acted, his whole dialogue was, I mean, well, who you fucking? I mean, when the last time you had something, like, what does it matter? Nigga, I mean, I'm like this whether I'm fucking a nigga or not. I'm about this business and I'm passionate about this shit. So all the other shit is irrelevant. I ain't even talked to him no more after that. He pissed me off with that conversation.
I'm mad you even had to explain it.
You don't motherfucking insinuate that because I'm about business, I ain't getting no dick. just because I ain't wearing my puts on my shoulder. It's too pressure to be on my shoulder, getting all that air and dust and shit on it. No.
Hey, you can put it on somebody else's shoulder, huh?
Hey, first of all, I'm going to keep it in a safe. On the lot. No.
Yeah. Put it all up by the head and shit.
I really enjoyed tonight's show. I think we really saved a lot of people tonight. You know what I'm saying? As usual.
Well, I'm about to save somebody, too.
Off, but, I mean, you know, I had to go ahead and let them know. It's just not for me. It's not just for a job. You know, but I just didn't want you to be, I didn't want you to think you were being judgmental, and neither was I.
Absolutely no, because, see, I, you know, it's just the fact that, that just ain't for me. Just not.
You just got to make better choices,
I'm
huh?
I'm sorry, it's just not for me. I'm making that choice now. That's why I know it ain't for me.
I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about the people got to make better choices.
Oh, yeah, what you said.
I mean, because, ladies, if your first four baby daddies didn't stick around, what make you think the fifth one that ain't got no kids going to hang around?
Oh, man, I'm saying. They're going to hang around just to see what they can get out of you and fuck, so.
That's why you need to protect yourself, ladies.
Mm-hmm, tell them.
Put some value on that pussy, you know what I'm saying? I mean, unless you just like having kids, I mean, then, you know, then, hey, you don't give a damn what nobody thinks. Because, I mean, my mama, I have the strangest mother in the world. I mean, she didn't even have kids because she wanted a relationship. She just wanted to have kids. I ain't seen nothing like it. I go against Jado, but I do, you know, if when it comes down to my biological child, you know what I'm saying, I do want the family setting, you know what I'm saying, the father there. You know what I'm saying? Me and the child whooping his ass. Excuse me. And you know, I get Ellen with that.
Mm-hmm.
Hang with me.
Let's stick to the topic. That ain't for me.
That's for me. Whooping on that ass is for me. So, yep. You know, I do want the
family
setting. However, I couldn't expect that with my adopted kids because I was, when I got those kids, I was married. But, you know, my ex-husband said that was not for him and gave me an ultimatum. And because he gave me an ultimatum, because I am a beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable woman that I am, the ultimatum was, get your ass go. So I let him went and continued to raise the five girls that, you know, whooped my ass with a, hey, if you ain't no super bitch, you want baby, stand up to it. Cause that trained me. I'm ready for anything, basic bitches and all. I've been trained by five teenagers, and I fostered more than that. So I've been trained well. I ain't heard and seen shit.
Hey man, all this patting yourself on the back, that shit ain't for me.
Why you so motherfucking upset? Cause I'm patting. You gonna respect this precious pussy. You gonna respect this pussy.
It ain't for me.
Where they can find your ass at. That's what you do. And at least taking a funny topic.
Hey, it ain't for me. But I'm gonna tell you all y'all what's for you. Hey, it's King Jado. You can follow me on Twitter at KingJado357. Facebook, you can follow me. I can't accept no more people, but you can go please follow my artist, Henny White. Go to our website, HennyWhiteMusic.com, HennyWhiteMusic.com. And you can get all the highlights, latest updates, and everything else. We actually got a show going on tonight. Got a specially invited guest down tonight. Henny White will be performing down in Noonan, Georgia at J. Paul's 2. Then we're going to turn around tomorrow night, HWMG. Multimedia is going to be out at Liquid Lounge tomorrow night. Saturday night, we're going to be out at Wildfield out in Norcross, Georgia. I want to say peace, hair grease, and everything else in the Middle East to all my
people.
That's
not for you. Y'all can find Lady Libra Hell on Facebook. That's Lady Libra, one word, LadyLibra, Faith Hell, H-E-L-L. And it's pronounced Lady Libra Hell. I know. Follow us on Twitter at HotTalk2010. That's right. As of 2013, we have been in this bitch 3 years. HOTTALK 2010. Send your music to hottalkradio@gmail.com. That's Hot Talk Radio with two T's. And read the fucking reply. Because reply, that's for you. Okay? Read the reply. Now, go like Hot Talk Radio on Facebook. Hot Talk Radio, three separate words. Go follow that Super Bitch page. If you can't find it, just type the periods in between the word bitch. Like B period, I period, T period, C period, H period. Because it's not about what the word reads. It's about what the acronyms represent. And that's for me. And on that note, until Sunday, we'll holla.
Hi.